The current worsening tensions between Russia and the West are apparently reopening some old mysteries about how Vladimir Putin might have achieved his unchallenged position atop the Kremlin. The UK government has decided to reopen an inquiry into the death of former KGB agent and vocal Kremlin critic Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko died in London in November of 2006 under mysterious circumstances. Eventually, doctors found he'd been poisoned with radioactive polonium-210. But how and why? Alex Goldfarb was friends with Alexander Litvinenko and helped him escape Russia. He's the author of Death of a Dissident. Alex Goldfarb, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, how do you think the Litvinenko story illuminates Vladimir Putin's rise to the top in any way? Do you?
Yes. Well, Litvinenko and Putin was at about the same time officers of the Russian Security Service, the KGB, in the same rank. And then their path, they kind of went different ways. Putin, of course, became president. Litvinenko worked on organized crime in Russian FSB, which is an equivalent of American FBI, and got upset and very much disillusioned about rising corruption and criminality. So he was kind of an honest cop, a Serpico. And he started complaining. And as a result of his complaints, there was an internal review, and Putin was appointed the director of the FSB, Federal Security Service, as well. Litvinenko was fired for blowing the whistle. He spent a short time in jail on fabricated charges, and then he fled to London, got political asylum, and started working for the British security services on organized crime from Russia. So in the course of these investigations for the MI6, the British Security Service, and for the Spanish secret services, they uncovered a big network of Russian gangsters, mafia, who, it turned out, are linked to some senior figures in the Putin administration. So it became extremely embarrassing. And then one day, Litvinenko Sasha, as we called him, he gets ill and dies. And the British realized that he was poisoned with this radioactive substance, polonium-210. And they find that two people, former agents of the Russian security services, were those who put the poison into his tea in a London hotel. So those two characters, they flee to Moscow. Russia refuses to extradite them. The British want to arrest them. And ever since, Litvinenko's widow, Marina, a good friend of mine, has been trying to obtain fair and comprehensive investigation of this incident. Russians refused, as I said, to extradite the suspects, and the British government classified, made secret, all of the information outside of the realm of the police. That is, that the police has evidence against two suspects, but who sent them? What was the reason? What Litvinenko was actually doing for the British services? It's all classified. So Marina Litvinenko has been fighting this decision in British courts, and about few months ago, an appellate court took her side and essentially said that the government should establish this public inquiry, which is equivalent to a government commission, which can look both into open and the closed material and make a verdict who was those people who organized and killed Litvinenko.
Who was responsible? We're talking with Alex Goldfarb, a dissident scientist who was friends with Alexander Litvinenko. He's the author of Death of a Dissident, The Poisoning of Alexander Litvinenko and the Return of the KGB. What do you make of the timing of the decision to reopen this inquiry, independent of court rulings?
We believe that it's coincidental. We've been expecting this decision for some time before the Ukrainian crisis started. But having said that, it of course impacts and kind of fits into the general picture of the clash between Mr. Putin's regime and the Western governments. Look, a British citizen, Litvinenko was a British citizen, is killed in broad daylight on the streets of London with a highly toxic substance which only governments have in its possession. 1 gram of this stuff that he was poisoned with is enough to poison half of London.
So do you think Putin looks at this and says, do what you want, I don't care, I'm president of Russia right now? Or is he really concerned about British public opinion, and can this have any effect on Russian public opinion?
Well, public opinion, of course, indirectly has effect on Russia. What's more important is the attitudes of the governments, and in this case, the British government and the U.S. government. If you watched foreign policy over these years, the attitude was that we have to appease Mr. Putin, look the other way when he suppresses freedoms and free press, and kills dissidents and invades foreign countries and so on and so forth. But over the past year, a gradual realization came that this is not so. Started with the defection of Edward Snowden and ending with this downing of Malaysian plane by Russian armed guerrillas in Ukraine. So all of this, and the Litvinenko case ties into it, changes the general policy towards Russia from a kind of ally. He's being perceived more like an adversary, like a fundamentalist Islamic State, which is bent on doing bad things to the United States and the West.
Some very Cold War-sounding rhetoric there from Alex Goldfarb, a dissident scientist who was friends with Alexander Litvinenko. He's the author of Death of a Dissident, The Poisoning of Alexander Litvinenko, and The Return of the KGB, co-written with Alexander Litvinenko's widow, Marina, commenting on the decision by the UK government to reopen an inquiry into the Litvinenko case. Alex Goldfarb, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.